Everton are on the climb, the first multi-language interview on the show, and more, right here on the World Soccer Report.
It is time for the Rowdy's Rundown and World Soccer Report with Buster DeLay as we go over all of what's happening in the world of soccer. And here is your host, Buster DeLay.
And welcome to the World Soccer Report. This week's show schedule is more stuff than a turkey on Thanksgiving, so let's dive right on in. Of course, I'll begin with the Rowdy's Rundown. I have a lot to get through, starting with the Open Cup match against Orlando. The Rowdy's really deserved to get more out of this I-4 derby, as they were dictating the tempo of the match in the first half. However, after the halftime break, fabled goal scorer Alexander Pato put Orlando up 1-0 from the penalty spot. The Rowdies went down by 2 only 11 minutes later, with Junior Urso bundling his shot in the 63rd minute. The Rowdies responded quickly after, with Lucky Mkosana poking the ball over the line past Mason Studihar. Orlando began to pull out more first-team players, meaning the Rowdies were threatening their success. Overall, the green and gold are out of the competition, but they can be very proud of their efforts. Next up, the Rowdies drew 1-1 with New York Red Bulls 2 in what the Red Bulls can consider a very well-deserved point pickup. To be honest, the Rowdies should have won it, but with the defensive excellence the Red Bulls played and the magnificent goalkeeping display from AJ Marcucci, the draw was a fair result. Jeremy Raffinello scored a killer free kick right before halftime, before Leo Fernandez scored a last-gasp equalizer in the 85th minute. The Rowdies were also denied a penalty in stoppage time, with the referee overturning his original PK decision after discussion with the assistant referee. Final score, 1-1. The Rowdies then lost 2 games in a row against Memphis 901 FC and against San Diego Loyal. In Tennessee, the Rowdies went down within 30 seconds to a Philip Goodrum goal, yet responded right away with a top bins free kick from Lewis Hilton. Before the half, the Bay conceded a goal to Derek Dotson from a corner as he connected with a crisp header. It only got worse for the green and gold, with Steven Dos Santos sent off due to a second yellow. Chris Allen slotted a third away for Memphis to finish the Rowdies off 5 minutes before the 90 was up. Against San Diego Loyal, the team coached by U.S. men's national team great and U.S. men's national team all-time leading goal scorer Landon Donovan, the Rowdies lost a very entertaining game. San Diego took the lead through Nick Moon, who cut inside with control, finesse, and skill before curling a beauty past Rico Arozarena, who has been getting a lot more playtime recently. The Rowdies responded within minutes, with Jake LaCava adding to his club top scorer tally for the season, this being his 4th goal on the year. Before the half, Sabo Guenzadi finally got off the mark for the season with a beautiful bicycle kick on the side volley, putting the Rowdies back on top. Jack Blake scored the eventual equalizer for San Diego as he came back to Al Lang to haunt his former club. In the 88th minute, Evan Conway slotted Tumi Mushubane's through ball into the back of the net. The Rowdies currently sit in 7th place in the USL Championship Eastern Conference with this loss. Now, it's time for the Worldwide Game of the Week. This Worldwide Game of the Week takes place between a team at the bottom half, and I mean bottom half, of the Premier League, and a team at the very tippity top. It was a thrilling clash between Chelsea, who are battling for 3rd place, and Everton, who are battling to stay in the Premier League. With a game in hand, Everton pulled off a crucial victory in this fixture, with Richarlison's lone goal separating the two teams. Jordan Pickford was simply a wall for Everton, producing one of the saves of the season as he defied logic to get back across his goal and palm out what seemed to be a ball heading into an open net. Both keepers were fantastic, while Chelsea's attack seemed to be a little bit off. Everton still have life, they still have hope, and most importantly for them, they have a game in hand. What a game. In the Bundesliga, Bayern Munich are officially the champions. After defeating rivals Borussia Dortmund, they broke open the beer to celebrate their 10th straight league win. Also in the Bundesliga, VfL Bochum continue to giant hunt as they defeated Borussia Dortmund 4-3 despite an Erling Haaland hat-trick. Union Berlin also came back to defeat RB Leipzig. Yusuf Poulsen scored the opener right after halftime, but the two substitutions of Kevin Behrens and Sven Michel made all the difference. Michel scored an instant goal while providing the other impact substitute in this game, Behrens, with a sumptuous backheel. In the La Liga, Real Madrid claimed the title with Rodrigo scoring two goals in their 4-0 win over Espanyol. Karim Benzema scored yet another goal, with Marco Asensio also adding a tally. Now, it's time for the first ever multi-language interview on the show. I interviewed San Diego Loyal goalkeeper Koke Vegas, who was accompanied by San Diego Loyal midfielder Alejandro Guido, who provided the translation. I'm here with Koke Vegas, goalkeeper number 25, and Alejandro Guido, midfielder number 10 for San Diego Loyal. And this is going to be the first ever translated interview, and I can ask you both the questions as well, as it's going to relate just to the general everything about professional soccer. Starting off with, what is it like being a professional soccer player in the USL Championship?
Pues jugar profesional en la USL Championship es ser un jugador 24 horas, de que no es solo el tiempo que dedicas en la cancha, sino que también el tiempo que dedicas fuera de ella a recuperarte físicamente, descansar, comer, alimentación, que todo eso es para mí ser un jugador 24 horas y es lo que necesita uno para ser profesional en la USL.
Basically, it's being a professional player 24 hours a day. He mentions that it's not just being on the field, it's also taking care of your body, recovering, and doing all these extra little details that makes you be a top player in the USL.
And what is it like with Koke playing in the La Liga and the higher leagues in Spain, and then moving down to the USL and playing in all of these top clubs? What is that like?
Más o menos de que vengo de la liga,
sí,
no
así,
pero...
¿cuál es la diferencia? ¿Qué sientes? ¿Cómo te sientes venir de una liga tan prestigiosa y luego estar aquí? O sea, tu experiencia y todo eso.
Bueno, yo creo que lo que cambia al final solo es la velocidad de ejecución, que además nivel mayor es la velocidad de ejecución, pero que aquí las ligas en Estados Unidos, tanto la USL como la MLS, están emergiendo, cada vez tienen más nivel, y que vengo un poco eso, a seguir creciendo yo personalmente junto con la liga también.
Sorry, I was going to speak in Spanish. He mentions that the biggest difference is just the quickness of the actions that you do, you know, the quality of the actions. But he says that the MLS and the USL have been growing a lot, and he comes here to grow with it, and basically.
Y finalmente, what is it? I would do some Spanish. I actually know some, but
try it.
No, I'm not gonna embarrass myself on the radio. Leave that in. What is it like playing under Landon Donovan, one of the greats of the game, not just here in the USA but all around the world?
Para mí, con tener a Landon entrenador, ¿no? Pues simplemente un honor, o sea, alguien del que aprender, hacer caso y desear que siga contando conmigo, con nosotros.
Sí, sí. It's an honor to play with him, play under him. He has so many experiences and he can teach us, and it's listening to him every day, and hopefully he can keep trusting us in our positions to play this game.
And certainly played a very good game today against us. Thank you both. Gracias.
Have a good one.
Gracias.
Gracias, Koke y Alejandro. Those are two of the nicest guys you will ever meet in world soccer. For this week's MLS Spotlight, I will be highlighting the first ever game in Geodis Park. It was a draw 1-1 with the Philadelphia Union. Philly scored the first ever goal at this new bustling stadium through Mikel Urre. Randal Leal's 85th minute penalty stole back 2 points and delighted the home crowd here in Nashville. Randal Leal's 85th minute penalty stole back 2 points and delighted the home crowd over there in Nashville. Be sure to follow my Instagram account at World Soccer Report. That's at symbol World Soccer Report. All one word. And if you are listening in on the radio, be sure to check out my Spotify show archives by searching up on Spotify The World Soccer Report, not all one word. While you're there, click the link in my Spotify show description to learn how you can help the show. I'm now on Hoovy TV. Check it out by searching up myhoovy.com, all one word, going to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and clicking on my content. Information will be on my Instagram story as well. Thank you for listening, and as always, thank you to Radio St. Pete Online for being my home base here on the show. This has been the World Soccer Report, and I'll see you at the game.